That's my message this morning is going to center around a song. And so if you got your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter number 69. You ever been studying your Bible and a verse just kind of sticks in your mind and you just keep going back to it? Well, that's what happened to me in chapter number 69 the other day as I was studying. And so I want to bring a message out of this chapter here today. If you want to stand with us this morning around the house, we'll read a few verses here. You know, Psalms, it's the largest book in the Bible, and 150 chapters in it, or 150 songs. Each psalm that was written was, in David's day, was applied. There was string music applied to them, and they would use them kind of like a hymn book in the temple. And Psalms, you'll find so many different applications to our lives personally in the book of Psalms. There's psalms of prayer, of prophecy, of protection and pleading with God. So many different things. If you're going through something in your life today, I just about venture to say that you could find some comfort and some guidance through one of the psalms in the Bible right here. And so I'd ask you this morning to pray for us now out of Psalms chapter number 69. You'll find here that this is a psalm by King David. And it was a time in his life right here of some things that he was going through. The enemies of his had risen up against him, and he was petitioning God to draw near to him and to deliver him. No doubt he was distressed, he was discouraged, he was defeated, and even as he felt dirty in a way because of one of the verses right here, he said, God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. It does us good to be honest with God. Amen. If we want God's help, then we're going to have to be honest with Him. And some things getting straightened out in our life. But let's read just a few verses right here. Verse number one, it says, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul. I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. I'm come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God." Verse 14, he says, "Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters." Verse 17, he said, "Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I'm in trouble. Hear me speedily." You ever been in that kind of situation? Some trouble arises in your life and you need help. And David knew where his help come from. He knew who to call upon. And so he was seriously seeking God to draw nigh here. It's verse 18. He says, "Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies." Down a little further right here, where I want to get to, verse number 29, he said, "But I'm poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I'll praise the name of God with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and the earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein." Would y'all pray with me this morning? Father, we love you and we thank you, dear God, for the opportunity, God, to be in your house, Lord, to gather around your word, Lord. I pray this morning, God, for your anointing, Lord. I pray, God, you'd give us ears to hear the word of God this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts today, God. I pray, God, that we might leave here different, Lord, from how we come, Lord. We pray your blessings, God, upon those on our prayer list this morning. Pray for Brother Ken, Lord. You touch him, Lord. So many in need today, God, of heaven's touch, of healing, Lord. God, we bring them to the throne of grace, asking you, oh, Lord, God, to be there helping their strength today, Lord. God, I don't know, Lord, what people stand in need of today. God, there's so many troubles and things in life that we face, God. But I'm glad we've got a God this morning, Lord, that hears from heaven and is looking, God, to be our help, Lord, in time of need, Lord. I bless you this morning, Lord, and I thank you for all you do for us. For it's in Jesus' name I humbly pray this prayer. Amen. I'm interested right here as I was reading through this psalm the other day. Verse number 30 really jumped out at me. He says, I'll praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. You know, there's just something about a song. Now, I ain't talking about Elvis's singing. I ain't talking about Taylor Swift. I'm talking about good old gospel songs. I like them old songs in that old Redback hymn book. I like the songs that we sang in the choir this morning. And any time that we sing and magnifying the Son of God today, I believe God smiles upon it and God blesses it. And I tell you what, this morning, I'm glad I've got a song this morning down in my soul that's singing to me today. There's just something about a song today. I want you to notice what the Bible says in Ephesians before we get into this message, right? In Ephesians chapter number 5, right quick here. In Ephesians chapter number 5, the Bible tells us, to be not drunk on wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. He says this right here in verse 19. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Them's the kind of songs that we need to be singing today. Amen. I would tell you this morning, if you come to the house of God and you sing your spiritual songs, practice it during the week, too. Stay away from these old worldly songs. I didn't get no amen right there. Listen, I'll just park it right there for just a minute. Let me tell you about me, where I come from, where I was at when the Lord saved me. I was into the old country music and the old songs that you'd hear playing down at the bar room and in the pool room. But when God saved me, He put a new song in my heart. Even praises unto my God that loved me enough to come to me and save my soul from the devil's hell. But let me tell you something about me this morning. I'll tell you what I could do. I could get out of the house of God this morning, and I could tune my radio back to them old songs, and in 2 weeks' time, you'd probably find me down back in the ballroom somewhere. Amen. Songs are powerful. Amen. Songs can be a blessing or songs can be a curse. It just depends on what songs you're singing. So I want to encourage you to take God's word right here. Take God's... Hey, let me tell you this. This thing in Ephesians right here, it's not a suggestion. When he says, don't be drunk on wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, that's a command. And the next verse is a command too. When he says to speak into yourselves in Psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Verse 20 said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus means everything to me today. Amen. He loved me enough to come to me and save me. And I'm glad that this morning, just like the psalmist said, I'll praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. How about you this morning? Would you do that today? Would you be willing to say, I'm going to praise His name for what He's done for me and give Him the thanksgiving that's due to His name? God's been good to you, whether you realize it or not this morning. Let me tell you something. I could be in hell today without any hope, and so could you. Listen to me. God's done everything for us. Sent His Son into this world to take our sins upon Himself on Calvary's cross and to save us from the devil's hell. Oh, listen to me. I'm glad I got a song this morning. First of all, I want you to notice right here as David turned from distress, he turned to God right here and he trusted the Lord to be his deliverer. Notice the person of his song right here. The same person that was in David's song is in my song this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ right here. Oh, this name of the Lord Jesus right here is a name that was expressed in the Word of God. When the angel came unto Mary in Luke chapter number 1, he said that you're going to conceive in your womb and you're going to bring forth a son and thou shalt call his name Jesus. In Matthew's gospel, the same was said to Joseph, but he said that he'll save your people from your sins. And I'm glad I know Jesus this morning. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus when I was a lost man. I'm glad I heard old-time preaching that magnified the Lord Jesus Christ and lifted Him up to me as a lost man. Oh, there was a name that was expressed, a name that's exalted. There's no name in this earth like the name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible tells us that Jesus took upon Himself the form of a man, and being made in the likeness of man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name that's above every name. Let me tell you something. This old world don't like to hear about Jesus, but I'm glad this morning it puts a song in my heart to know about my Lord Jesus Christ. The more I learn of Him and the more I know about Him, the more I appreciate Him. His name is everlasting. In Psalms 135, the Bible says that His name will endure forever. This world's trying to stamp Him out, trying to push God out. Christians are being persecuted all over the world today, but the Lord Jesus Christ's name shall endure forever. Heaven and earth's going to pass away, but hey, Jesus' words will stand when this old world's burnt to a cinder. I'm glad I know who Jesus is this morning. I'm saved through the Lord Jesus Christ's name. There's no other name under heaven given among men, the Bible says, whereby we must be saved. You can try a lot of different avenues. You can go down a lot of different roads seeking salvation. But you must go through the Lord Jesus Christ. For there's no other name under heaven that you can call upon to be saved. I'm glad I called upon Him one day. Baptized. We're baptized in Jesus' name. We pray through Jesus' name. We preach in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 3 tells me that one day I'll wear Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning I'm glad I'm singing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. If we magnify Him, the Lord God will magnify us. He'll fill us with His Spirit and He'll honor us if we'll just lift the Lord Jesus Christ up in our singing. The person of my song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But I want you to notice not only that, as we think about singing this morning, I want to say I'm thankful that He brought me out of the mire and put me in the choir. I can't sing a lick. I don't know music, but I love singing. I love to get up there singing with everybody where y'all just drown me out. And I just enjoy making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. I'm glad to be a part of Liberty Baptist Church. I'm glad to be a part of the family of God this morning. And I'm glad that He came to where I was. I'm talking about the pit where He found me. I like what the psalmist said, David, again in chapter number 40. He said these words right here. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Ain't you glad Jesus is looking to hear a cry from people today? He's looking to be the help of somebody today. And He'll listen to you this morning. If you'll cry out to Him this morning with your need, He'll hear you. He said He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And listen to this. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Listen, can you remember as a lost person, those of you that say this morning, can you remember where you was at when you was lost? No hope, headed towards the devil's hell, just a heartbeat out of hell. And somehow, some way, Jesus had mercy on you. Jesus came to where you was. When he saved me, I wasn't looking for Jesus, but he came to me and he convicted me of my sins and he let me see that I was just a heartbeat out of hell. And when I called upon him, he saved me that glorious day. The pit where he found me. A person that's lost. It's like somebody being in a deep pit with no way out. But he said, he inclined unto me and he heard my cry. Ain't you glad Jesus loves lost sinners? Ain't you glad Jesus come to you one day and offered you a chance at life? Ain't you glad that through the convicting power of the Holy Ghost that you called upon him? The pit where he found me. Can I ask you a question this morning? Where are you at today? Where are you today? Have you got that new song in your heart? From where he lifted you up out of the mire of clay, out of the pits of sin and damnation, set your feet upon a solid rock, puts a song of praise in your heart to your God that sought you and bought you and saved you. What a Savior we got today. What a song. Praise to our God. I was sinking. I was stuck in that pit of sin. I couldn't get myself out. You know what? There was times that I'd try turning over a new leaf. There was times that I'd try to lay down my sins and maybe for a week or two I'd do pretty good. But then I'd find myself right back in that pit. I couldn't get out. I couldn't quit. But Jesus, when he saved me, he gave me the power. He lifted me out of the mire clays of sin. I'm not perfect now, but I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. And I owe it all to him. And I want to praise him and thank him every chance I get for what he's done for me. And I tell you, I don't know where you're at this morning, but if you're not saved, he'll save you. He'll save you. There was a time when I thought I could not give up my sins. Gambling, drinking, couldn't stay out of the bar rooms, couldn't stay out of the pool room, and I just didn't see no way that I could do it. But he did it for me. He did it for me. Gave me a new life. Gave me a new song. And I owe it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual songs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. What a Savior we have this morning. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad He done it all for me this morning. And I bless His name. I'm glad this morning that He put a new song down in my heart. Even praise to my God. Oh, I could go on and on. The things that, Lord, He speaks to me through a song. I'm glad I got a song this morning. Have you got a song this morning? I'm talking about a song of praise that God had come to you one day and saved you from a devil's hell. God has been good to us. And He's still being good to us. And He's going to be good to us. The person of my song, the pit where He found me, but the praise that pleases Him. Notice in the next couple of verses right here, verse number 31 and 32. Let me go back to number 30 again and do you good to hear it again. I'll praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. You know what you can do? You can sell everything you got this morning. You can bring it down here and put it on this altar. You know what pleases God more than an offering this morning? It's praise. It's praise. You know why? Because He's worthy of our praise today. He offered the best that He had. He offered all that He had upon the cross that we might go free, that we might be saved today. And why wouldn't we want to praise Him and give Him thanks that we hadn't got to die and go to a devil's hell today? He's worthy of our praise today. So, what did He say right here? He said, this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. Praise. In Hebrews chapter 13, I believe it's verse 15, it says, by Him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. We owe it to Him. If we can just get a hold of what God did for us on the cross. If we can just get a hold of what God did for us when He came to us individually and saved us from the devil's hell, it ought to make praise rise up in our hearts today. Oh, listen to me this morning. We owe Him our thanksgiving and we owe Him praise. The very first song in your Bible, you'll find it in Exodus chapter number 15. This was a song that Moses sang right here. He said, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. Listen to this. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. He's my God, and I'll prepare Him a habitation. And my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. This was a song of praise for deliverance. God had done something great. God had brought the children of Israel out of 400 years of bondage. And He set them free, brought them through the Red Sea on dry ground. And when they came out on the other side, Moses said, I feel like singing a song. How many times have you ever come to the church house and been sort of dragging when you got here, and when they begin to play on the piano and somebody gets up to lead a song, things go to picking up in your heart and in your life. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of God this morning. I'm glad to be with the people of God today, and I'm glad to be worshiping a living Savior this morning. And I'm glad He's given me a song. Praise for deliverance. Notice Moses wasn't singing about himself. Moses was a great leader. God used Moses mightily in the Old Testament. But Moses said, I don't sing unto God. And that's what our songs ought to be about. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. And you may sing like a jaybird this morning. And boy, you may have it all down pat. But let me tell you something. If you ain't magnifying Him, if you ain't got your emphasis on Him this morning, then you're missing it. Because He's worthy of our praise. A song of praise for deliverance. But there's a song in the Bible in a dark place. In a place of despair. In a place of defeat. You'll find it in Acts chapter 16 when Paul and Silas had been beaten. They was doing everything right. Preaching the Word of God, going about seeing sinners saved. And you know what? They got beat down. They got thrown into prison. It was dark. It was a midnight hour. It may be a dark time in your life this morning. You may be going through something that I don't know about and nobody else knows about today. It may be darkness set in on you. But Paul, at the midnight hour, Paul and Silas, the Bible says they prayed and they sang praises unto God. And things began to pick up. And the Bible says the prisoners heard them. Let me tell you, don't give up on God. He ain't going to give up on you. Amen. You may be in that dark place this morning. Your only hope is in the Lord. It's not in man. Nothing man can do. But if you put your trust and your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, He loves to be your help. He wants to be your help this morning. You know, the Bible tells me in Romans chapter number 8 that nothing will ever separate me from the love of God. He loves me and He loves you with an everlasting love. I'll slip, I'll fall, I'll fail Him. He's always there to pick me up again. And let me tell you something. My love for Him may grow weak. My love may get real low sometimes, but His love will never fade for me or you. He loves you this morning. He wants to help you today. The praise that pleases Him. The pit where He found me. The person of my song. But lastly this, the promises that are sure. David knew that God loved him. David was just going through a hard time. Something had come up in him, and when his enemies had risen up against him, he was asking God to draw near, asking God to deliver. And he realized, I believe, in these last 6-7 verses right here, that God was for him. Can I tell you something my Bible says this morning? God's for you. God is not against you. God is for you. God is your hope. God is your help this morning. Call upon Him while He's near. Seek Him while He might be found. Notice what the Bible says right here in these last couple of verses. He says right here, "For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of His servant shall inherit it." Listen. "And they that love His name shall dwell therein." Can I tell you something? Jamie and Amy sang that song up here Wednesday night. Promises, promises. All of them's true. He'll do exactly what He said He'll do. Let me tell you something. This precious book right here, from Genesis to Revelation, is full of promises that God has made His people. I promise you this morning, He'll help you in your situation today. Whatever you might be going through, He wants to help you. He is my strength. He is my song. He is my salvation today. How about you today? Sister Sherry, one of y'all.